Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with the one and only...
Stephen Stills.
And he will be with Crosby, Stills, and Nash, legendary supergroup, playing the National Christmas Tree Ceremony on Thursday night. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. I guess before we go into the career, just talk about how cool it is to be here in the nation's capital. Have you ever played out on the mall or anything like this before?
Yes, I played for Carter Clinton... And for Obama, then, if you had any doubts about my political leanings.
I guess we don't need a follow-up. That kind of says it all.
Yeah. I'm here to celebrate the fact that the president has met about half of my bucket list this year, ever since the midterms were over. He's like done a whole bunch of things that were on my wish list. And
what were on the what are some of the bucket list things?
Well, normalization with Cuba, mm-hmm. national health of any kind, mm-hmm. and the education plan. And he's trying his best to hold this coalition together so that we can keep the nation safe. I don't know. I think he's done a good job. I wanted to thank him.
Anything else you'd like to see him do before he's out?
Finish up what he started and make the national health not repealable in some way or another. I don't know. I was for a single payer myself, but anyway, I just holding my breath for this next election. It's the strangest political season I've ever seen in my life, and at 70, that's saying something.
It's been a little bit of a, what do we say, a little bit of a reality show, let's say. You've written some of the biggest, you know, political peace songs ever. I mean, if people aren't listening and don't know, you were part of Buffalo Springfield, right? And you wrote, For What It's Worth, one of the greatest peace anthems ever.
Well, thank you. I more of a chronicle than anything, but... So we're sort of in the same racket, you and I, but the leadership of the free world is not supposed to be a reality show. It's supposed to be a considerate debate on the issues of the nation and a referendum on the same. So I hope the clown car will empty out soon and we can actually get down to basics.
How does a song like For What It's Worth, where we got to stop, what's that sound, everybody look what's going down, how does that still apply to today?
Well, I don't know, it kind of speaks for itself. That's very bright.
I know, but I'm trying to get you something good on the radio, sir.
Yeah, I know. You're trying to milk me for a good quote, and I can't think of anything that it's a minefield.
Yeah. Well, all right, well, which line in that song speaks most to today?
There's a man with a gun over there.
And why do you say that?
Because there's so many guns out there. And it's silly. It just bodes for exactly what's happening. Definitely. You know, shoot first and ask questions later.
Yeah. Well, and then, so tie that back around full circle into sort of the holiday season and why you guys are going to be singing Silent Night, where all is calm and all is bright. How does a message of peace really come out around this time of year, or it should come out?
Well, we picked that song mainly because it's the easiest.
Thanks for being honest about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually have a great Mahalia Jackson version of It Came Upon Midnight Clear. But anyway, I just hope that the race relations will get better and that Americans will introduce themselves to each other and not be so polarized.
And is that a message that is maybe this time of year, the goodwill towards men and women maybe comes out more now this time of year?
I think that's wishful thinking.
You and I know it's both wishful thinking, but we can hope, right?
Yeah, we can hope. It's, we all know that that's wishful thinking. Everybody's just... lost their minds. I've never seen anything like it. And I'm pretty old. I've been following this since the 50s. I think the Eisenhower nomination, well, I was six and I was conscious of it. And we had a little television at the country store down the road. And, you know, I've never seen anything like it.
Where do you seem, we got to wrap up, but, you know, you sound like you've been a junk, political junk in your whole life. When do you think it all turned? Was there a pivot point?
The murderous 60s, when they killed all of our leaders. Yep. And it just gotten worse and worse. And then when our wonderful Senate Majority Leader walked out and said, I think the most thing we have to do is make Obama a one-term president. And it's like, you know, I want to thank him for all he's got and done in spite of that attitude, that lynch mob attitude. Yeah.
Got ya.
I mean, don't want to call it, you know, don't want to pull any punches. Nobody else does. But y'all need to ease up on the brothers, all right?
You heard it from Stephen Stills. Hey, thanks so much and best of luck tomorrow, all right?
All right.